Hello, welcome to About Music, The Art of Listening with Brian. Today we have a theme, and that theme is the saxophone in the concert hall. The saxophone is one of the youngest members of the woodwind family. It was invented in the 1840s by the Belgian instrument maker Adolphe Sax, and it combines the single reed mouthpiece of the clarinet with the brass body of a trumpet. This hybrid design gives the saxophone its unique timbre, bright yet mellow, capable of both singing warmth and commanding brilliance. Although the clarinet and saxophone share the same principle of tone production, a single reed vibrating against a mouthpiece, their voices are quite different. The clarinet with its cylindrical bore produces a darker, more covered tone. The saxophone with its conical bore yields a fuller, more open sound, almost midway between a woodwind and a brass sound. The saxophone comes in many sizes, from the high soprano to the deep baritone. In practice, the alto and tenor saxophones are the most widely used, both in solo performance and in jazz. The popularity of the sax in jazz, pop, and film music comes from its expressive, almost vocal quality, as well as its ability to bend, slide, and color tones. By contrast, its place in the symphony orchestra is very limited. By the time sax invented it, the orchestra's basic instrumentation was already established, so composers used it only occasionally for special color. Even so, the saxophone has inspired some striking works in the concert repertoire. Today we will hear three of the most important. Beginning with Alexander Glazunov's Concerto in E-flat Major for alto saxophone and string orchestra, Glazunov is a Russian romantic composer of the 19th and 20th centuries. He was nearing the end of his life when he wrote this concerto. It was composed in 1934 for Sigurd Rascher, one of the pioneers of the classical saxophone. It remains a cornerstone of the instrument's repertoire. So the instrument we will hear is the alto saxophone. The structure of this concerto is a single continuous movement. The form is a free blend of sonata and rondo elements flowing seamlessly from lyrical passages to animated dances. And you can listen carefully for the long-breathed melodies revealing the saxophone's singing quality, while rapid passage work demonstrates its agility. Glazunov's concerto elevates the saxophone into the romantic tradition, treating it with the same expressive dignity as the violin or the cello.
Thank you. Thank you.
Concerto is by Jacques Ibert, the Concertino de Camera for alto saxophone and orchestra. A year after Glazunov, the French composer Jacques Ibert produced one of the most brilliant works for the saxophone. It's lighter in character and full of wit. This Concerto de Camera shows the instrument at its most playful. Again, it's an alto saxophone. There are two contrasting sections. The first movement is spirited and virtuosic with dazzling leaps and bright colors, and the second starts with a slower introduction and leads into a jazzy section, syncopated and exuberant. Ibert captures the saxophone's dual nature, classical precision on the one hand and jazzy freedom on the other. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just a few years later, Paul Creston, an American composer with Italian roots, brought the saxophone firmly into the mid-20th century concert hall. His concerto, composed in 1941, quickly became a staple of the instrument's repertoire, particularly in the United States. We're going to hear once again the alto saxophone in three movements. The first movement, energetic, has bold rhythms. It's definitely in sonata form, showing the saxophone's assertive side. The second movement is the slow, lyrical, and contemplative movement that we would expect in the second position, highlighting the saxophone's expressive depth. The finale, marked joyfully, is bright, dancing, and rhythmically driven, ending the concerto with vitality. Creston's writing makes the saxophone both a virtuoso and a lyrical voice, proving its place in serious concert repertoire.
Thank you. Thank you.
Today's program traced the saxophone's entry into the concert hall from Glazunov's romantic warmth to Ibert's sparkling wit to Creston's rhythmic vitality. Each composer found in the instrument a voice both noble and playful, at once classical and modern. And yet the story does not end here. In our next program on Thursday evening, we will explore the saxophone's other worlds, its jazz, popular, and lighter repertoire, with music for soprano, alto, tenor, and baritone saxophones. Pieces that show why this instrument has become one of the most beloved voices of our time. See you then.